AIDSMeds.com is speaking with Dr. Martin Markowitz of the Aaron Diamond AIDS Research Center in New York. On July 28th, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control published a report highlighting its exhaustive investigation of a New York City gay man who in early 2005 was found to be infected with a multiple drug-resistant strain of HIV and rapidly progressed to AIDS. It made big news, and Marty, you were involved in this story from the get-go. What did you think of the CDC's report?
Well, we were intimately involved in that evaluation, and since my name is at the end of it, I think it's okay. There's been a lot of controversy about this case and how it was handled, etc. And I think there are a lot of things I'd love to say, but I've been thinking about this for a while, obviously. And I think that one could look at this from a number of views. First of all, the good news is that after a pretty exhaustive search, we found three related viruses in the area. And one of the people I think that we could clearly link to this individual, the other two, not so sure, although lifestyle, venues, et cetera, certainly did match. First of all and foremost, I saw the patient initially, and I've seen a lot of newly infected people, and as a physician, when one sees the combination of high-level multi-drug resistance, actually the highest-level multi-drug resistance we had seen in our cohort over 10 years of tracking drug-resistant virus, plus rapid progression, plus a history of many, many, many sexual exposures. As a physician, as a member of the gay community, and as a person who cares about the public health, the alarm goes off. The fact is that when the alarm went off, only good things happened. I think it made people aware. It raised awareness, not only in the community, but the healthcare providers. I think it reinvigorated discussions about the importance of safe sex discussions with HIV positive men, discussions within the gay community about drug use and drug abuse, issues surrounding good treatment for people who are addicted to crystal meth, people with underlying depression that predisposes to the use of recreational drugs. So I think all these issues were addressed. I don't think there were any downsides per se. The particular individual that was identified has done okay. He's on treatment, doing pretty well. Not 100% certainly, but has not progressed. And that's the good news. And if this had been a case of smallpox coming through U.S. Customs and the alarm did not go off, someone would have been remiss.
Right.
I think the fact is that the alarm went off. There are no more cases, and it's a victory in a sense of public. It's a public health victory. I think a lot of good happened. I don't think there's a lot of downside here.
Some scientists, though, and activists, raised some questions right from the get-go that there wasn't evidence enough to raise the alarm. That there were cases where there had been dual infection that led to rapid progression in already on the books, and that this could just be another one of those cases.
Yeah, you know, the thing is in my experience, you know, I have a lot of experience in primary HIV infection, and we have seen A, rapid progression, we have seen B, some level of drug resistance, and we've even seen some level of rapid progression with some drug resistance. But what we have not seen before was the convergence of very high-level drug resistance, very rapid progression, plus a sexual history that suggested that many, 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 many people were at risk. That's not a typical scenario. And I think that it's easy for people to point fingers the day after or the week after, but I hate to use sports analogies here, this happened in real time. And I think that I, as a physician and a member of the community, would have been remiss if I didn't do my job.
How's the patient doing now?
He's doing okay. He's doing okay. He's not 100%, as I said, he's not 100% recovered. He's not back to work. But he's controlled virologically. He's had a blunted immune response to therapy, but that's expected considering the virus that he had just very rapidly depletes CD4 cells.
So. Have you been able to get him undetectable?
Oh, yes, very much so, yeah. Especially with the new drugs that are available, we've been able to do a pretty good job of controlling viremia at great cost, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Fusion, for example, is a drug that has to be taken twice daily. There's shots. The injection site reactions are problematic. You know? So.
Well, thanks for talking on
sure.
this difficult case.
It's a difficult one. Okay.